This week we're talking about how to build better batteries, and while the team at Argonne in Chicago are looking at replacements for the lithium-ion type that we typically use at the moment, Claire Gray at the University of Cambridge is investigating how we can improve on the technology we already have. Kate Lamble went to meet her.
Well, I should first of all qualify, we're looking at a diversity of different approaches, of which one of them is lithium. And I think the reason why it's lithium is that lithium is the lightest element, it's one of the most reactive elements, and so that in principle gives you the highest voltage from the material. There's also a massive industry associated with lithium, and so it's quite important to actually work on the technology we have and improve what we've got. And why am I doing it? So if you take the material that's in your laptop, most of the laptops contain this material, lithium cobalt oxide. And it turns out that you can only pull out 50% of the lithium out of lithium cobalt oxide before two things happen. First of all, if you pull all of the lithiums out, you get structural rearrangements. And so what happens is the layers slip over each other, and then it becomes very difficult to put those lithium back in again. And so that means that you actually have to keep some of the lithiums in the structure. You can't pull them all out. And so we're carrying around 50% of dead weight in this lithium cobalt oxide that we can't use. And so if we can figure out how we can make other layered materials cycle, so charge and discharge, pulling out all of the lithium, we would have a battery that would almost be twice as effective. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is that lithium cobalt oxide, when you pull all the lithiums out, forms all cobalt 4+. Cobalt 4+, is not a very stable oxidation state, and it tends to lose oxygen. And so it's this loss of oxygen very rapidly associated also with heating and self-discharging that results in these safety incidents and the fires that you may have seen on the web. And so for safety reasons, again, we only pull out 50% of the lithium. So you've got this idea of the fact that you've got a factor of two just sitting in the materials we use today. And if we could get that to work, you know, that's the difference between the Nissan Leaf, which has a range of 100 kilometres, going twice as far.
If you're sticking with lithium, because that's what we've got, that's the business model that we've got laid out, what other aspects of a battery could you possibly change to improve its performance?
Well, just going back to this idea of improving the electrodes themselves, so we talked about lithium cobalt oxide. So there are materials out there where people replace the cobalt with nickel and manganese, and those, instead of having 140 milliampers per gram of charge, so that's just how many electrons can you get per unit of weight, they can allow you to cycle up to 200 and 220 milliampers per gram. So that's a significant improvement. Then on the anode side, if you could find materials that stored more lithium on the anode, that would help. And one of the materials, for example, that we're looking at is silicon. So silicon allows you to store 10 times more lithium per amount of weight. And so that's very exciting. At the same time, going back to the cathode, you can increase the capacity, but you can also go up in voltage to increase the overall energy density. Now, the trade-off of that is safety. The higher voltage, the more oxidizing things become and increased risks there. But people are looking at trying to coat electromaterials and protect them in the same way that you might, if you think about a metal in the environment, you have a passivating coating on the copper on a church and similar things. We're trying to coat the materials to protect them from these very harsh oxidizing environments.
You've just mentioned a lot of different options. How do you go about testing the effectiveness of all the different options? Do you have to build each battery? And how do you decide which materials to test out first?
So there's been a lot of work using theoretical methodologies. You can take a structure now at this point and you can use first principle methods to actually calculate the voltage of the material. The challenge is actually to calculate the difficulty of pulling the lithiums out of the structure, because the lithium's got to move through different holes, and as they jump from site to site, there might be large activation barriers associated with that. In other words, you've got to supply additional energy to get it out. And we would supply that additional energy in a battery in the form of what's known as an overpotential, so a little bit of extra voltage to kick it out, and that's inefficient for your battery. So those are some of the challenges associated with using computations. So what we would do as chemists, there are people who go into the lab and make new materials. So one of the things that we're going for is, instead of just taking cobalt 3+ to 4+, we want to try and find elements where we can change the oxidation state by more than one. So we could take nickel 2 plus to nickel 4 plus. And at the same time, we need to be able to pull the lithiums out. So if we're going to go 2 plus to 4 plus, we need 2 lithiums. So we can go into the lab with those sort of design criteria and try and make materials that might fit that.
What are the limits on how much you're able to improve these batteries?
So I think one thing it's important to remember is that if you have a material, it's made up of atoms and ions, and there are only a certain number of electrons that you can pull out per ion that you have in your material. And so if you have nickel, the chances are you're only going to be able to oxidize it between 2 plus and 4 plus. And so the point is, for a unit mass of material, there are only so many numbers of electrons, and that puts a fundamental limit of where we're going to go. And so we can play games and we can find lighter materials, we can use a wider range of oxidation state, but there's a fundamental limit to what we're going to be able to do. And I think people do need to recognize that in terms of how we move forward in terms of developing strategies for electrification or for designing of new devices.
Kate Lamble talking to Claire Gray from the University of Cambridge about her work.